And we're back at Kentucky, Tennessee Livestock Market visiting with Tom and Stephanie Barnett. And Tom, you know, you guys, your facilities here, you guys have to work to keep everything updated. And you guys do a great job with that. Got a good handling facility here and really make it easy for producers when they come in here and load your cattle in for you. That's part of making sure they're safe and make sure they get in and out pretty quickly.
Yes, you know, we take pride in our facility. We have a couple guys that work here throughout the week to keep it up. You know, it is an older facility. You know, there are facilities out there that are mostly pipe and metal. This one here is wood predominantly, which leads to you have to keep maintenance. And we try to keep that up. You know, we take pride in our facility here and the safety with which we can handle animals and livestock, you know, efficiently and quickly. Sometimes you have to remember you are sometimes at the mercy of the animal, and you have to understand what you're dealing with and understand that sometimes being slower is actually faster, if right. you understand what I mean. And, you know, that's the main thing, is for everybody to show up here on Wednesday, start the process, and come through it on Friday safely. And that, you know, that's we take pride in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. There accidents do happen. But if you're watching what you're doing and being careful, they'll be few and far between.
And that's what it's all about, you know, and making sure not only in the stockyard itself, but also inside. Of Stephanie was talking earlier, sure, she kind of takes pride in making sure everything stays like it needs to. And that includes making sure producers' cattle are kept up with it, everything when you come through the office too.
Yes, and that's our job. I say it doesn't matter if we have 5 head or if we have 1,000. You know, yesterday we had a pretty big run. It doesn't matter. It's still an order that we have to follow. So we get them in after they grade them. We get them in the computer. We make sure they're entered right. A lot of data entry, a lot of room for error sometimes, but usually we have checks and balances that try to catch that before the sale. Sometimes it's after the sale. Sometimes it's Friday at lunchtime before we figure out if the calf is on top of the roof or where it's at. But, and that's isolated instances, but it does happen. And whether we sort one wrong, is it a heifer, a little heifer into a little steer pen. So, but they're pretty good between the office and Tom and AJ and Mark's investigation skills. Right. A lot of times we can get down to it. So I always say it doesn't matter if we have 5 or if we have 1,000 or if we have 2,000. It's an order of business and how we track it. And it, to some people, you know, I've had people come back there and say, explain to me how you've done this. How do you do this? And they're just kind of, you know, how do you keep everybody straight? And like I said, this started before I came along. I've been here since 2007. So it's an order. You know, we get them in pens. We make sure that we have pens counted and the data's entered correctly. And that's usually where we find it with the pen, right, the head count's off. So, yeah, it is a lot of paperwork. But, you know, we have to move at a speed of commerce. And our speed of commerce is much faster than a lot when you're dealing with a live animal. We're not dealing with the speed of commerce on a tomato.
Right.
You know, they can sit on a truck at a truck stop. We're dealing speed of commerce of cattle get here, and within 24 hours, we're mailing out a check, and it's got to be right, and the cattle have got to be on the road, and they've got to be fed, and they've got to be watered, and they've got to get to where they're going in an amount of time. So we don't have a lot of time to stumble and fall. So, yeah, like I said, some good girls that try to keep that straight. But we have a process, and if you follow it, typically, no matter if we have 5 head, and we'll go through the same process. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're selling 39 bulls that David and Mr. Matt have put together. With some producers, and it doesn't matter the process, we still have to go through that process. So yeah, we still go through the same process. It's a little easier and not less time consuming, but we go through the same process.
And that makes a big difference there, you know. And David, I know we talked to Matt earlier, but you guys have always worked really well with Tom and Stephanie and Mark and the folks here at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market, and it's great to have a partner like that for what you guys do.
Oh, yeah, it makes our job so much easier, Alan, and we don't have to fool with trying to keep up with money and make sure everybody pays and all that kind of stuff. So, right. Yeah, it's fantastic to have a partner like this. And many, many years ago, we moved the CPA sale down here, and I sure am glad that we did that because they've been great partners ever since.
Your dad, big part of getting us started years ago, too.
That's right. And, you know, it was a big deal to get this swap down here, but we really have made some strides since we moved it down here. And, you know, the cattle industry has changed a little bit, but still a great place to work and a great group of people to work with.
And encourage folks to come out to the bull sale tomorrow. We've got a big sale tomorrow.
Absolutely. Folks, we've got a little bit of something for everybody. You know, we've got about 9 different breeds represented, or 10, I believe. And, you know, really good quality bulls. Some of them got off the truck. I thought, wow, those are pretty good. They've gotten better since I saw them the last time. So should be a really good sale. And we've got something. If you need a bull, we want you to come see us.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning, they'll be in the pens. Noon for sale, right?
Yeah, roughly 9 o'clock. And then we'll have a sale at noon, sure enough.
I want to mention something, too. Your dad, Mark's involved very heavily in the national industry, too, Livestock Marketing Association, president of that right now, and that's pretty important to be out there as an advocate for this industry.
Yes, it is. I'm going to touch on one thing before. I would just like to say that it's probably been, I don't know, what did I say, 25 years that we had the West Kentucky heifer sale, and that's when we really got to work closely with David Ferquin and Kevin Laurent. And
pretty good fellas,
huh? I would just like to say that everything he said, I could say times two for us working with them. They've been great. They're good. The University of Kentucky and the state of Kentucky is lucky to have two people involved in extension as knowledgeable and as easy to work with. So I'd just like you know, you guys are lucky, and we've been glad to work with them. Now, on what you just asked me, yes, yeah. My dad has been president of LMA. He goes out, his term ends this June. It's a job he didn't take lightly. Yeah, I think,
so.
Yeah, he stays on the phone a lot more and has to put out a lot of fires, a lot of them. But that's what it's for. He enjoys serving. He puts those fires out so everybody else doesn't have to.
Right.
And he's got a good group of people at LMA. They're always looking out. Through either their policy side or the insurance side, they do a lot for us. And the Livestock Marketing Association, we're glad to be a member. And you know, they really look out for they're on your side. If you're a member, they're on your side, and they're here to work for you. And I think Dad's enjoyed.
Right.
You know, he might not admit it sometimes. Right. I know it's been a chore at times, but I think he has enjoyed serving his constituents and the member markets.
Great being an advocate, that's for sure. And appreciate what you guys do. Tom, it's a pleasure to visit with you today, and Stephanie, you as well. And thank you guys for having us down. We appreciate it. It's been fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us on.
Absolutely. Stephanie, thank you as well.
And thank you. We enjoy it. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
And you're cooking tomorrow, right, Iron?
Yeah, the lunchroom's going to be open. We're going to have burgers, fries, pork tenderloin sliders. So, yeah, the grill will be fired up. So if you want to come down and get a burger and watch the sale, we'll be here.
Does that sound like the regular dinner at home?
Yes.
Good trip. Wise man. Tom's a wise man. He knew how to answer that question. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT from Kentucky, Tennessee Livestock Marketing.